In April, the Atlanta Ballet announced it will lose 13 dancers when the season ended. That's nearly half the company, and it comes just a year after the new artistic director took the helm. Some dancers have said conflicts arose because of Gennady Nedvigin's traditional style that's different from the contemporary bent of the previous director, John McFall. Here is Atlanta Ballet president Arturo Jacobus explaining.
There's a misconception out there that we are becoming a strictly classical ballet company, and nothing could really be further from the truth. The difference is we're gonna add to what we've been doing, the contemporary dance, the commissioning of new ballets. We're going to add a little more classical and a little more neoclassical so that the result is balanced programming for our audiences. The real difference is not the style or the programming that you see on stage. The real difference happens in the studio. The exactness and the rigor of the training with the foundation of classical technique.
Five dancers who left the Atlanta Ballet have created their own dance company, Terminus Modern Ballet Theater. Jacobus wishes them success.
I'm a great believer in the ecosystem of a dance community. And to the extent that there is variety and quality in the community, it does strengthen the major ballet company in any city. And vice versa. A good, strong ballet company tends to spawn a lot of smaller, modern, and other genres of dance.
Members of the newly formed Terminus Ballet Company, Ballet Theater, are in the studio with me. John Welker is co-founder and director. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you. And Tara Lee is co-founder and choreographer. Hello to you as well.
Hi.
So the name, Terminus, which is like an end point, why Terminus?
Go ahead, Tara, take that away.
Yeah, Terminus means end point, and it also means beginning point, because they're one and the same to us. So it's an intersection. It's a meeting point in what how we consider it, a meeting point of ideas and timing and people and artists. And when you have culmination of all those things, you get new ideas. So that's kind of how we think about it.
Yeah, I'd just like to add to that. Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, we wanted to make a reference to the city in which we exist as well. And many people know that Terminus is one of the original nicknames of this, of Atlanta, you know, and also it kind of describes a personal point on where we found ourselves at this moment, where we were at an end point, but yet a beginning point, and that we wanted to kind of mark that occasion as well.
So let's talk about that end point and what brought it about. And I understand that the idea to create a new company has been around for quite some time and predated getting a new director of the Atlanta Ballet Theater. So what was it that made you both want to start a new company?
Yeah, you know, the reasons are many. But the biggest reason of all was that this was a transition period in our own personal lives and also in the life of our relationship with the Atlanta Ballet. And so, you know, this transition period had the effect of making us look into what was important to us at this moment and what opportunities there were to seize upon. And we were ready. We've prepared for this moment. And so we said, okay, let's do this together as a group. We're used to working with each other. We have a great rapport with each other. And finding that that strength with our thinking moving forward, we said, let's just do it. Let's take the plunge.
We're talking about, and we just heard Arturo Jacobus mention a different kinds of dance. Now, he just mentions classical and contemporary. But, you could say Martha Graham is contemporary, and she died quite some time ago, right?
Sure,
so what are we talking about when we talk about modern, which is that Merce Cunningham, or what do we mean when we're talking about contemporary dance?
I think the definition is constantly evolving because the times are evolving, right? So it's always relevant to what's happening now. So for us, our definition of modern is going to be different than Martha Graham's version of modern.
Yes,
it's whatever is appropriate for now and for what's relevant.
Yeah, we like the term modern ballet theater because it references our strengths. You know, we're all classically trained artists. We've danced and trained for years and years and years to hone that technical craft of ballet, which is really just a movement language that, you know, you take on to discipline the body. And then you can take that language any way you want it to create whatever you want, much like words and how we learn the, you know, our own languages. So, yeah, and modern can refer to ballet in the present day, or modern can actually refer to the dance genre itself. So it has multiple meanings.
But does it also mean you guys will not be doing your version of the Nutcracker?
You know, I retired on Nutcracker. I started and retired on Nutcracker. So, yeah, probably.
We're a work in progress, we'll see. But, yeah, the most fun about creating something in this environment that we're trying to create is to be as fluid as possible between the different genres. So if I'm creating something, choreographing something, it's a beautiful process to be fluid and to take from classicism, to take from modernism and contemporary dance, and not even consider what category is what. It should all be kind of this soup of language that just feels like it flows, you know?
Which kind of makes it modern, because certainly in any classical French studio, you are not going to be including fluidity of style.
Sure.
Yeah, so we take out the restrictions and the rules and the parameters a little bit, yeah.
So is that what he's referring to? I want to go back to something that Arturo Jacobus said, and it sounds as though the Atlanta Ballet wishes you guys absolutely well. He says, the difference is not the style or the program that you see on stage. The real difference happens in the studio, the exactness and the rigor of training with the foundation of classical technique. That sounds like he's making a distinction between how the Atlanta Ballet trains their dancers and how Terminus might train their dancers.
No, I would defer on that. You know, we're going to take ballet class every day, just like we always have. You know, so a lot of that process he's referring to takes place in our daily technique class. And that, and for most all companies, whether you're a contemporary dance company or ballet emphasized company, you have that foundation, you have that basis on which you keep your muscles finely tuned like an athlete. We will consistently do that, but we're not going to restrict ourselves to that as well, because there's many other different styles and training techniques that we also want to utilize.
Tara, you were with the company for over 20 years.
Yeah,
you're a principal dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this would be at the point in which, you know, other people might relax and eat bonbons while they binge on Netflix.
Oh, I have been the last 2 weeks.
But you're going to choose to keep your body in a high level of. But you're moving into a role principally as choreographer. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd like to. That's my intention. I certainly feel like my creative voice wants to be louder in this time of my life, and really want to explore that part of my artistry. So. By default, I will have to be dancing a little
yeah.
bit still. There's only
yes,
five
you will.
Of us. Yes, I will. But very happily. I mean, that's still part of me, and I'm very much in my element to perform and dance still. But I think when I was first making the decision to transition either way, I was thinking, okay, I'm ready to be a choreographer and definitely less of a performer, but it didn't work out that way. And I'm very happy to incorporate both. It's again, that's another example of being fluid. It's just different ways of, you know, being an artist. So if it means dancing a little bit, yeah.
So one of your missions, as I understand it, at Terminus, is to reach out to diverse audiences.
Okay.
How do you do that? Does that mean you're incorporating the Dougie and more street styles of dance?
Why not?
We're open to everything. I think it means less specific labels or categories of language than just tapping into something that is universal and an energy that's that speaks to everyone,
yeah,
whatever that means.
Yeah, you know, it goes beyond just what we're doing. Yes, we're going to do shows. It's getting engaging new audiences kind of stems into how we're going to do it. And that's really the most important thing personally to me is engaging those new audiences. And so it goes beyond the mission. It's how you carry out that mission that becomes really important. So one of the things that we want to try to do and emphasize through what we do is that we want to perform in traditional and non-traditional spaces. So we're taking the dance out to the people to engage those conversations around dance in a new way to kind of reformulate and redefine perceptions, what people think dance and ballet can be in their own lives, because ballet has a very powerful iconic images that
the Swan Lake dancer with the feathers and the tutu.
I mean, it just takes 2 seconds, and what comes
wearing
to mind?
Wearing pointe shoes and on a very controlled surface.
Yes, exactly right. So we want to break those images in people's minds and kind of make a connection that they can then refer to in an experience that they've had with us, so that they can come back and re-engage with the art form and how it's relevant in their daily lives.
Is there, we have only about 30 seconds left, but is there enough appetite for two companies that both are based on classical traditions?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the problem with Atlanta, as most Georgians outside of Atlanta know, is that we're too internal. This is a big state. And so we don't want to just be Atlanta's dance company. We want to represent this whole state as well and serve a lot of these communities that don't have immediate access to world-class programming and arts programming. So this is going to be something that we're going to look forward to in the future, and how to branch out of our own borders.
John Welker is co-founder and director of the Terminus Modern Ballet Theater, and also Tara Lee, choreographer and co-founder of the company as well. Thanks so much,
and
good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.